The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Yo, Lindsay is here today. She will be here. If you're putting it in your planners, in your phone, she'll be here today, Wednesday, and Friday of this week. A regular week for Lindsay is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Mm-hmm. But she's splitting it up this week because her husband made up some BS lie about having to go somewhere for work or whatever.
Yeah.
And school pictures.
Yeah. Can't trust anybody with those school pictures,
that's,
you know?
Yeah. That's understandable, though.
Yeah.
They, especially how you are about outfits and mm-hmm. all of that stuff.
What's interesting, though, is that I've never actually purchased a school picture because they're always terrible.
Yeah, but they're only, they haven't gone to real school yet
right,
either, you know?
Right. But I do want them to look polished.
Yeah.
My parents never bought a single school picture.
Ever?
Ever. Ever.
It was not cool for guys to, like, swap out with each other, like, the wallet size. That was what we did as girls. Like, you know, if you're friends with someone and you didn't get a wallet size picture, we weren't friends.
Really?
What? Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Ours was just for that one 8x10 that would go up in the house in some frame.
Mm-hmm.
It was mainly just a memento of this is what you look like in third grade.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of them, if they were good with the wallet sizes and the 5x10s, whatever came in the package would go to grandparents.
Yeah.
And all of that kind of stuff. But my brother would sit down every year when he got the school picture of his three boys and put the new one on top of the old one in the same frame so he could sit and go through if he wanted to from first grade up until, you know, whatever grade they were in that year.
I love that.
And see the changes in them and everything.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did anybody's parents just keep the proofs?
No.
That's what my mom did.
Yeah. No, yeah. We didn't do that. But there were two types. In the spring, Olin Mills would come and take pictures. But in the fall, it was just regular old school pictures, mm-hmm. you know, that went in the yearbook and all that.
Yeah. And they were never good.
Mm-mm.
Well, they hired mm-hmm. random photographers for those things. Not like people you would rely on for these things. They,
right.
They're just like, take a picture. All right, come on, next.
Yeah.
Well, I got to be honest with y'all. I tried something yesterday that is a trend. I got trendy because I wanted to see how the young people live.
Woo!
And see whether it's worth the crap or not.
Oh.
I'll give you the review of that. In the Extra Funny coming up next.
More Extra Funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
I don't want people to think that just because I say funny things or I'm trying to be funny about young people that I don't like young people. I like people as individuals. If you're a young person and you're cool with me or cool to me, I like you. If you're not cool to me and you're trying to stir up crap, I don't care how old you are, I'm not going to like you. But I don't like the way that 99% of young women speak. I don't like that.
Really?
No, I don't. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean I don't like them. Just don't like the way they speak. But anyway, I do firmly believe, though, that there is nothing that I can learn from a young person about life,
right?
No matter what. So I did want to do something that the young people are all into nowadays, you know, when they're riding their bicycles around and trying to get as many stickers as they can get and Pokemons and things like that. Now I'm not quite sure what the I'm guessing this is a rapper. I'm not sure that this Chicken Big Mac is named after. That's some sort of a celebrity that Chicken Big Mac is named after, kind of like they had the Travis Scott meal.
Okay.
Oh.
This is some kind of a meal.
Okay.
It's not just the Chicken Big Mac, I don't think.
I've not seen who they had attached mm-hmm. this one to.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. But anyway, I wanted to try that big Chicken Big Mac.
Sure.
So I went and got one, and I didn't want any lettuce. Because I usually don't get lettuce on the burger. But unlike the regular Big Mac, it doesn't have onions either.
Right.
So I didn't have to hold those. They were holding those for me already. So it just had the two chicken patties. It had the Big Mac sauce and cheese and pickles. Mm. Right?
Okay, I'm into this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the I could tell right away that the chicken patties were like big old chicken nuggets, chicken McNuggets. It was the same type. Now, when I took the, I could have done one of those things in the car, reviewing it in the car.
Yeah.
That those people do, but that's not who I am.
No.
That is not who I am. But the top bun was resting upon a chicken patty, but it had no condiment or anything on it to make it stick to the chicken patty. So the bun on the very top was just loose.
Mm. Ew, loose bun.
Yeah. Mm. You don't want loose bun.
No.
I got a case of the loose buns one time, and it was not fun. So then after that, it got into the Mac sauce, and then that other piece of bread, and then another chicken patty, and then Mac sauce and pickles on the bottom, I think. Maybe the pickles were in the middle. I'm not sure. All I know is that top bun was sliding around.
Hate that.
That's awful.
And whomever was in charge of putting the Mac sauce on it, thought that they were doing me a favor by giving me a heavy pour.
Oh. Mm.
And it was so thick in the middle of that burger that the bun split open on the bottom.
Dang.
Oh, so it was soggy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Soggy buns.
Right. Soggy, loose buns.
Oh, nothing's worse.
Don't want that.
Did you get it from the one right up here?
No.
Oh, because I got one from there on Thursday of last week. Mm-hmm. And it was the same Big Mac sauce issue. Just
yeah. Maybe it's how they make it.
Thick.
Huh. So what I say they could do is take about half of that big dollop that they're putting in the middle of it and put a little of that half it and put that other half on the top bun.
Yeah. That makes a way more sense. Mm-hmm.
Make it.
Yeah. Make it. Adhesive.
Adhesive. Yeah. Good make word.
It, yeah.
So sounds good on paper, but the execution of it was just terrible.
Mm-mm. And you know I don't like to fight with food, Brother Riggins.
Yeah.
If it's too big for my little mouth, I'm not going to fight with it.
Yeah.
But I could smush it down. It was fine. If it weren't for, it was just too much Thousand Island Big Mac sauce on it.
The ratio was just off. Mm.
Is that a sauce that comes out of a gun? Or they spread it on there with a...
I think they probably spread it with a spatula.
Yeah.
I would think. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe it's a pump kind of thing.
Yeah, so that was somebody that was just like,
yeah,
you know, slapped a dollop on there and called it a day.
Did it taste good? Yeah. Other than that,
it did. Okay. It tasted good.
Good flavor. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Better than a Big Mac?
Ooh. I'm not a big Big Mac fan.
Oh, really?
But I like, you know, I have to get the lettuce and the onions off of that, and you know, it's okay. Mm-hmm. I would rather look. If you're eating a burger, they're all pretty much going to taste the same. You know, depending on what the condiments you have on them are. And I'm going to have the same condiments on most of them. That's why I prefer a McDouble.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's, you know, only got that one piece of cheese.
And less bread.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
This says that they use a dispenser that makes sure it puts the same amount every time. So maybe they were just going crazy with whatever the dispenser is.
Well, maybe it's dialed up to be that much. That's how much it's supposed to be, since that's what you got, Rob.
Yeah,
same amount.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to never do that again then.
Hmm. So, yeah, it looks like a big caulking gun, I think, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Taco Bell uses one for their sour cream.
Yeah.
I want to get one of those for the house. Like, just start slinging sauce everywhere.
Yeah. I'm the human caulking gun.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
What does that mean? I don't know. But I felt like a kid. A big old fat kid.
What does Jody get at McDonald's? Does she eat it?
Sometimes. Sometimes. She wasn't with me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'd just be curious. She seems like the type that would be like, oh, you're eating that again? Yeah, because I've dated somebody that was a big anti-McDonald's person.
Oh, no.
Mm. And it became like a fight. And I was like, I love it. I eat it all the time.
Yeah.
No, she's not like...
She's not prissy or anything.
No. Really? No. She'll get a like some chicken Mc, McNuggets or yeah. something like that. Mm-hmm. She get a Happy Meal.
That's what I do. Happy yeah. Meal every time because yeah. it's just enough.
And then I think, okay, this is great. She's going to eat a Happy Meal, but then it never works. She's still pissed off.
Yep.
Hey, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Hey, take my wife. No, please take my wife. Do you get a burger or the chicken McNuggets in a Happy Meal?
I switch it up. I yeah. like both. So just whatever kind of mood I'm in.
You know Angie that used to work for mm-hmm. us? You've heard us talk about Angie?
Yeah.
A lot?
More than me, yeah. Yeah. I'd say.
Yeah. Now, we just absolutely loved it when she was on the show. And,
yeah, yeah. You know, no. What's she like? Tell me.
She has eaten McDonald's probably once a week her entire life and never gotten anything different.
It's the same thing.
Same exact thing.
What is it?
The cheeseburger Happy Meal.
Oh. Every time.
Every time. She said, "That's why would I change? I know that's what I like."
How's she so skinny?
Every single time.
I wonder if she checks out the toy every time.
I was about to ask a question about the toy.
Or does she just toss it, you know, throw it away as soon as she gets home?
Well, I guess when her kids were little, she'd probably give it to them. But she would, if they were like funny little things, she might put it on her desk or something.
And now you can say, I don't know back then, but now you can say no toy extra fries.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that's what I do. Yeah, that's what I do.
That's a great little hack. No toy extra fries in the Happy Meal.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now that would make somebody happy.
Yeah.
Hell, yeah.
Yeah.
That's some fat ass stuff to do, though.
Yeah.
Hey, do you mind?
Yeah.
That's a special, I got a special request. Hold that stupid ass toy and give me extra fries.
But the fry pouch is like this big around. You know, it's tiny in the kids' meal. So just like a double of that is less than a small.
Oh, that's.
So, I mean, but you're getting a little extra treat. Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. Big deal.
Hey, sweetheart, hold the toy.
Yeah. Hey, and shove those apple slices up your ass.
Yeah, yeah.
How about that? We don't want no apple slices.
I make my kids get those. They're like, oh.
Yeah, I don't blame them. Mom, you got extra fries.
I'm like, no fries for them, apple slices.
But double fries for me.
Yeah, right. I want the double. You kids ain't eating double fries. Cold.
That is cruel to take a kid to McDonald's and give them apple slices.
I know, it's wrong. They like them, but.
Not as much as they do fries.
Not when they can throw those fries.
All right. Mm. Yeah.
What was the, didn't one of the places used to make a bigger kids meal? Like for bigger kids? I know BK did.
Yeah. McDonald's did for a little while too. Because one of them came with the McDouble instead of the regular cheeseburger.
Yeah, what was it called? It wasn't called a Happy Meal. It was called a McKids meal.
I thought it was the big kids meal. Or maybe or that's
McKid,
the
McKids meal.
So it was for physically bigger kids or age wise?
Okay. Older kids. Yeah. Older kid. Both, I guess. You know, it was the servings were a little bigger.
Ooh, and I have a good secret hack, if I can say it.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A, if you ever get a kid's meal, say, hold the toy, but I want an ice cream, and they give it to you for free.
No
you
way.
All the big back secrets.
An employee told me that one time because one of my kids said, what's the toy? And she was like, well, if they don't ever want a toy and want the ice cream, it's free.
So is it a cone or is it a little cup?
You can pick. But I always do the cup. My kids, you can't trust them with a cone.
No, I mean, it's a little.
Yeah. But that's good to know because I don't ever want the toy. The toy is junk at Chick-fil-A. It's like a book, like a little paper book.
Right. They're called Bibles.
Oh,
Lindsay.
Sorry.
It's called the New Testament.
I'm going to hell.
Chick-fil-A.
Oh, you Chick-fil-A. Oh. No, I love Chick-fil-A.
Your Gideon Bibles suck.
By the way, it was called a Mighty Kids Meal.
Mighty Kids Meal. McDonald's. Yeah. Right. That was McDonald's? What was the Burger King? BK
just,
Kids?
I think it was a big Kids Meal.
Yeah, big Back Kids Meal.
Yeah, I mean, just like fat sauce.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.